The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It's showtime from the Beyond Saying Thank You team. And very appropriate today, since we talked about that in this thing that rolls before I start talking. I don't even know what it's called at the moment. Maybe Megan knows. And I have Megan with me. How did I get so lucky? What's that called, the thing you have before?
The what?
The thing you have before.
The conversation?
No, when a person is saying something before the show, like, welcome to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Oh, yeah, the introduction.
Ah, see, the introduction. See, the word was so easy, I cannot talk that easy.
Well, we were both, like, you know, coming into the show about what we're about to talk about. The introduction was so funny because I heard it differently this time. I was like,
I actually heard it differently. I know, but we are going to talk about allowance. So how fun is that? And
I think we were both taken by the man's voice and what he said. We were like, "Oh, that's what they mean by that."
That's what they mean. So now we're going to talk about what they mean that we had no clue about 10 seconds ago.
We just figured it out.
I think that's so funny because I made this title for today's show a couple of days ago. And it's just an energy coming up and let's talk about allowance. And then now we've found out what it's about. Isn't it awesome?
You know, so, this is what happens when you ask and you shall receive. If you're asking, you know, when you said, hey, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, how about some allowance? Because I could really use some more of that in my life.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the universe just does things like this. Just sprinkles little nuggets of information so that you can have more.
I know. It's so funny. And what's also really funny about it is how we work with this all the time. We do classes and talks about these things all the time. And we talk with people and clients and participants in different classes about these things all the time. And then, anyway, like Megan said, like, oh, hang on, let's talk about the allowance, because it's so easy to forget some of the foundational things that are actually creating your life, like allowance and gratitude and creation and stuff like that. And allowance is really one of the keys. And I know that Megan knows that too, because we have actually had a couple of conversations today where we have been talking about allowance in different forms and how maybe when we missed out in some areas to, oh, allowance, oh, ah, aha.
You know, for me, the biggest, my biggest aha that I've had about allowance this week is that I kept asking for allowance, to have more allowance of others. Like if I were getting irritated by someone, I was asking to have more allowance for them. And it was always projected outwards. Mm. Well, what I discovered this week is the only way that you can actually have allowance for other people is if you have allowance for yourself. So
this is where you heard it.
Huge amount. of information. It was like, you know, I had never even thought of asking for allowance of myself, because basically what's going on is when you're in judgment of you, you can't actually have allowance for someone else that may be doing that exact thing. So it's this weird twist that occurs. And so that's where I'd like to talk today, because I think allowance is this airy-fairy thing that you can talk about where it's like, sure, yeah, what if you could have more allowance and forgiveness, and especially during the holidays when you're supposed to just be, you know, whatever you're supposed to be, I guess, what, the doormat sometimes.
Well, when you're supposed to be whatever you're supposed to be. But I love that you're saying that, because this is really, for some reason, it's very interesting, but we seem to go into this time, and I know I live in Europe, so we don't have a big deal about Thanksgiving, but I know it's a big deal in the US. So the family holiday things kind of sneak starts, and now it's just rolling on for a month, and this is probably the period of the year where we actually need most allowance.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is funny, because it would have been awesome if it was actually the opposite, because it's Thanksgiving and it's Christmas. So it should be lovely, right?
And, you know, if you're listening to this show at all, or if you've been playing with the tools of access or listening to anything, really, or just asking for change, if you're one of those seekers out there, then it does seem that this time of year is especially intense, because you happen to be aware of all of the, you know, the projections and the expectations and the fantasies of what this time of year is supposed to be. You know, everyone's supposed to get along and be happy and be merry. And if you're one of the aware ones like myself, I'm just going to speak about myself today openly. And, you know, it's like I go a bit crazy when everyone's pretending that everything's okay, and clearly they're judging, you know, somebody else, they're judging you. And I've really have been having this intense time, and it didn't occur to me that I wasn't actually willing to have total allowance for me. Like, I wasn't willing to be in total allowance that maybe I am judgmental, or maybe I am not perfect, or like, let's just look at all the places where I've been hiding pieces and parts of me that I haven't been in allowance of, as though if I hid them, then no one could judge me for it. But it's like,
yes,
that's so, you know, awesome.
Yeah, but
because that means you're judging yourself for it.
Exactly. And if you are listening to this and you have felt that there must be something wrong with you, or you feel like you are in constant judgment of yourself, or you're picking up all the projections and the judgments of the fantasies and the perfectionism and everything else that everybody else is walking around with, and picking up from everybody else and projecting at you and projecting at themselves and projecting at everything, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It might actually just be that you're picking it up for others and you think it's yours, and then you start projecting it at yourself, and suddenly you have no allowance for yourself. You have only judgments for yourself.
That is so true. And what I've just decided, because I couldn't figure out how to be an allowance necessarily of myself in these judgments, so guess what I started doing? I just started saying, I am wrong. Like, I just dove into the wrongness, you know, like, okay, let's see how wrong I can act, like, be here. And something just doing that shifted things a little bit. It's still shifting things. Like, you know, for me, I have a 3-year-old, so things have been intense, probably because I've been intense. And so rather than trying to be an allowance of the fact that I am not an allowance of the fact that I'm being a terrible, in my judgment of myself, I'm being a terrible mom right now.
You are.
That didn't change anything. I just decided, okay, how bad of a mom can I be? Like, let's just go for it.
Yeah, just
and,
go.
But that created like this lightness of, was I being a terrible mom? No, but I was being an allowance of myself being a terrible mom.
Yeah.
And which sounds simple, but it, you know, try it for anything that you have going on, whether it's, you know, you're fat and you can't lose weight and it's this time of year and you're just going to keep eating and drinking because you can't start losing weight until the first of the year when everybody goes on their New Year's resolution diets. What if you just started laughing and having allowance for what a terrible eater you are or a terrible binge drink, whatever that, like, the ultimate judgment of you is, just go into it and see if it changes.
Yeah. And yeah, a big, just that thing of just allowing yourself to indulge in the judgments you have for yourself, that is actually a way to start creating allowance for yourself, because there's such a difference if you are indulging in it actively. You know that it's not real, and that's why you're choosing to indulge in it, because you know this is actually not real. This is just bullshit, and that can actually help you to get out of it.
Well, and I'm so happy that you said that, because I don't think that people get it. Takes, like, I have to repeat it to myself, kind of like a crazy person. Like, judgment is not real. So all of these judgments that I have of myself that are now coming to the surface because I'm demanding to have total allowance of myself, there's all this judgment coming up of myself. And I'm like, okay, this isn't actually real, because judgment isn't real. So if this isn't real, what is, like, what's actually going on here? And there is no answer that I have for that besides it changing.
Yeah, and just for everybody that is listening, so allowance for us is a huge tool that we use all the time to create more space and to actually have more fun and ease with our lives. And the thing with allowance is this thing we're talking about, you need, allowance is basically being in total allowance of everything, including judgments. Mm-hmm. Which would be the difference if you look at, for example, acceptance. Because if you're trying to do acceptance, it would more be the energy of, like, how you're trying to pretend that this is not annoying the hell out of you and you're not at all in judgment because I'm so acceptant. Yeah, but really, how much freedom is that giving you? How much space is that giving you? Compared to when you're actually willing to function from allowance, you're also in allowance if and when you should accidentally judge yourself, like Megan was talking about, and you indulging in that judgment, it actually requires you to go to allowance to be able to do that, because otherwise you would not be willing to indulge in something because you're in acceptance, so you're not supposed to feel like that. Does that make sense?
It does. And I totally agree with you. I think one of the biggest pieces for me that's occurring, like I said, it's going to talk about all about myself today. But what's occurring for me as I do this is that I wasn't even willing to see where I was judging myself before because I was in judgment of the fact that I was judging myself. So let's just hide it all, which just was just such a contraction that I had no clue how much of it was actually there. So if we do what you were saying, it's like, okay, then it gets to, like, unlock and loose, if you want to say, use, like, a weird word, and then you can choose, okay, I would choose to judge myself for what reason? Is this judgment even mine? Or is this some judgment based on what this reality or what my parents or what my family thinks I'm supposed to be, or what, you know, whatever that is. And there's so many of them. I'm so aware of how many of them there are. But if you just keep remembering, number one, it's not real. Number two, like, okay, so if I'm an infinite being, I would choose this for what reason? I would judge myself for what reason? And then just keep asking those questions to, you know, to change it.
Yeah, and because pretending is actually pretending that it doesn't exist is not allowance.
No.
That would be like more the energy of acceptance. But if you're truly in allowance, you don't have to run away from it. You can actually be with it. And like Megan said, that's where it starts to unlock and you start to creating the space where you can actually change it and create something different with it.
Yep.
Which I, by the way, love, because what we do want to talk about later in the show is actually how you can use allowance, the tool of allowance and functioning from more allowance, as a great way of actually creating more for you instead of being stuck in all the trauma and drama or whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but the number one tool with access consciousness that you can use to actually be an allowance of you or anyone else is interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those tools, if you've been listening to the show or anything on these topics, it's probably as big of a gift, if not, I guess you can't measure them against each other, but it's kind of like, who does it belong to? If you say everything is just an interesting point of view, so if you wake up and you decide, today I'm terrible, I'm lazy, I'm not doing anything, I'm the worst person ever, and you say, wow, that's an interesting point of view, I have that point of view, then it actually gets to shift and change. But you're actually, like you said, acknowledging that you have a point of view, which allows you to be an interesting point of view about it, which allows it to actually change if you're willing.
See, allowance is coming around, around, and around, and biting us in our asses all the time.
It is.
I know. So if you do acknowledge and realize and want to start functioning from using allowance to your advantage, so you actually can feel better, have more ease, and create more, and have a greater space. Being aware of that 99% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions you're aware of, and the judgments and the fantasies and the projections, is actually not yours. That's a big help. And another great tool to actually get into allowance is interesting point of view. And here's the thing. You have to be willing to be in allowance if you have a point of view to be able to get to the space where you can go to interesting point of view.
What? So, you need allowance? To change your point of view?
I know, because if you are pretending that you don't have a point of view when you have, you actually just stick yourself and get stuck. Again, I think it's amazing, because that, again, is matching so much with the energy of acceptance. I'll pretend this does not exist, and now I think that my life is awesome. But yes. It's always coming back, doesn't it?
It sure does. You said that brilliantly.
It sure does. It's biting our ass over and over and over again. Over and over and over again.
Did you know that for every judgment, it takes 25 judgments to hold that judgment in place?
I do, hey? And then to keep the original one in place, you need to start finding ways to hold all those 25 in place. And they, each and every one of them, needs another set of 25. Huh? So... Yeah. When you have three levels
that
of judgment,
that is why it feels like a snowball effect right now.
You
for
have
me, 25
times
looking at
25.
It.
Hey, there's a lot of judgments you need to hold in place and figure out. So anyway, this is awesome. Thank you so much for being with me and playing with allowance today, Megan. And we are going to be in very much of allowance that we need to take a break. And see, allowance is coming in. It's coming in. It's
I'm
coming in.
Now. See?
See, allowance. We're happy. It's so happiness. Now, if you're in allowance, now when we go to the commercial, you might hear something awesome that you never heard before. So here it comes. The break is on.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com. What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
This was definitely, absolute, the best break ever. Like, listen to the break, and being in the break from allowance is awesome. It's like a fairy tale. I love it.
I think you just like breaks.
I love breaks when I'm in allowance. And when I'm not in allowance, I hate breaks. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple concept.
So are you saying that if you weren't in allowance of a break, that you would be in reaction to a break?
I am saying that, which is really the point we want to go to. I love your bridge. I love how you're building this up so beautifully. Beautifully. So both grateful and allowance, for example, they totally work from that. When you're in allowance, you can actually have that space to be grateful and to be in allowance and to actually sense all these awesome, expansive possibilities and have that space of ease. And when you're not in allowance, so for example, when you are reacting to other people's points of views, even if you don't know that it's theirs and you think it's yours, or you're in judgment of others or yourself or perceive other people's judgments, you're actually instead, you're in reaction. And that is just creating a reactive pattern instead of you having a space to create something else or to just create feeling fine, you know?
Yes.
And those judgments are reactions. That reactive behavior, that's basically what's destroying everything for us. Just get us into this shitty pattern.
Yes, and it's a pattern that this entire world functions by. You know, when we say judgment, it doesn't mean that it's all about bad. There are, you know, a lot of times there's positive judgments that are actual judgments, and there's things that you would consider a negative judgment that may actually just be an awareness that you're having or awareness of other people's stuff. So it does get a bit tricky. And
it does get really tricky if you're functioning from the point of view that negative is judgment and positive is not.
Yeah.
Because now you have just trapped yourself to end up in these patterns all the time. We do talk about that, and we do call them the patterns of disharmony. And even when you think you're doing a positive thing, but it's coming from that reaction because you're not in allowance and you're not able to and willing to see what is. So you're functioning in a reaction that is just creating these patterns that actually just creates disharmony for you and for the world as well.
Well, there's not a lot of actual harmony out there if you look around. You know, the places where you would think that there would be harmony, I mean, mainly with people, you know, like I would say that the earth has, if you're looking for the energy of harmony to actually get what true harmony is, the earth is the thing that's inviting us to that. Yeah. And the people, not so much.
The people, not so much. No, but it's like, so let's just explain what we mean when we're saying like the patterns of disharmony. It's really that space where you're just in a reaction, and it's, if it's a positive or negative, it doesn't matter. And like Megan said, she said something brilliant that I've already lost, but you know how it is.
Because I'm an airhead.
Exactly. But what she said was like, there's not much harmony going on out there. And so what would harmony be? I would say that harmony would be when you're actually willing to look at what is. Like I know so many times where I've had a conversation about something that has been sticking me, and then I've had a great person around me that are actually willing to look at what is, totally without a judgment, and just have asked me a question where I have finally found out that, oh, I have been in judgment because I have been trying to judge this situation or this person in a positive way instead of being willing to look at what is. As, for example, let's say that somebody has treated you like shit, but you don't want to see that because people, why would people treat me like shit? I've been so kind. No, but it's not about that. And if they are treating you like shit, but you're not willing to acknowledge it, guess who's the one taking the hit?
Well, and then there's always also can be this hidden, you know, place under there. So you're irritated that somebody's treating you like shit. You're wondering how they could treat me like shit. And yet there's this, you know, secret hidden thing under that where you believe somewhere that you deserve that, or you're judging yourself for that, or, you know, all of that. So what you're saying is even to go beyond that and look at, okay, what is here? So if you have an allowance of the person saying you're a pile of shit, that's because somewhere you've actually bought that as true.
Yes.
So in that moment, that's when you have the choice to get free and look at, okay, everywhere I've decided that I am a pile of shit. Number one, is that true? Does it make me feel light or does it make me feel heavy? Makes me feel heavy right now. So, okay, cool. So that's not actually true. And then you can, you know, destroy and uncreate everywhere you've bought that as real and true for you. And then, wow, what an interesting point of view. This asshole thinks I'm a pile of shit.
I know. And then
was that you a reaction or was that, or was that allowance?
I know. And then you use the magical sentence, right and wrong, good or bad, put and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you don't remember it, you just go, oh, whatever that sentence was, I heard sometime. because
the Asian, like, superheroes, Puck and Pod.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because what Megan said, what I love about that so much too, is that if you are willing to look at what actually is, I mean, if somebody, for example, is treating you like shit, and you are willing to look at that, that will, for me, these days, when I'm willing to recognize when I'm finally in allowance and looking at what is, it just gives me this relief and this space. And suddenly, everything I was annoyed with this person before, based on my reaction, based on the judgment that I had made on the person and on me, that was not correct at all, was just creating this shit. And when I'm willing to go beyond that and just actually look at what is, I get this space where what the fuck their judgment is doesn't even affect me anymore. It's more, oh, that's what it was. Okay, cool. Let them have it. Let's move on.
That's awesome.
I know, it is awesome. So I think this is a great tool. Like, if we're talking about like how you could actually use allowance to make your life happier and make your life more fun. And let's just take Christmas as an example. Like, you're coming into Christmas and maybe you do have some challenges with, for example, hanging around with your families for a whole day or half a day or how long you're doing it.
Well, and you know, your family, there's so much there that it's not that it doesn't mean that if you are acknowledging that they're judging you that like your family's terrible and you have to never hang out with them. But it is
correct.
It is taking a level of vulnerability and courage to say, wow, my mother judges me as this or whatever, and then say, okay, so where did I buy? If you're an allowance of it, then you really are an interesting point of view already. But if there's a rub, if there's edge to it, if you find yourself in reaction, then look at, okay, what is it here that I've actually bought that's true? What am
exactly.
I actually a judgment of for myself? Because it may be when you were, you know, 5 years old, you decided, you know, yeah, if I'm not a good girl, then I'm a bad girl. You know, like whatever that is, like you're not even, sometimes you're not even aware until you go to that level and ask that question.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And like, just like, I mean, it doesn't need, like Megan said, like, it doesn't mean that your family is shit or that it's not about that at all, actually. But we can just make up an example. Like, let's say that your mother is having a point of view about you have not decided that you want to have kids yet or something like that. And they think that you are not creating your life or choosing the life that would be best for you if you're not having a kid, for example, just a simple example. That would be a super example on how they are actually judging you. And if you're just functioning from, for example, from the point of view that, yeah, but they just want my best. No, they don't. They want their best. They want you to have a kid so they can have a grandkid. Like, it's not
right.
about you. It's about their, what they want, and they're judging you for not delivering what they want.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just a made-up example, but it's like judgments look so different from what we think. We think that judgment is just bad thoughts or like, when people are mad at you.
Most relationships, so most, you know, romantic relationships or even relationships with family members are created based in judgment, if you really look at it. And
yeah.
That doesn't mean that it's a bad thing at all. It's just how it is and how it works here. And so, you know, the quicker you can get yourself to an interesting point of view, the easier you will be, especially, you know, during everyone around the holidays. I think actually getting your bars run is probably a great idea as well. Access bars, if you haven't heard about them.
If you haven't heard about it, we highly recommend you to go to accessconsciousness.com and look for bars. It's
yes.
like cotton in your universe.
when you can't get an interesting point of view, get your bars run. It may help. Or have a glass of wine or something.
So now we have three tools. We have interesting point of view, we have bars, and we have a glass of wine. Okay, this is where you heard it first. If you don't like wine, do water. It doesn't matter. I like wine too.
You know, the interesting thing though is for me, I've been becoming really aware of how much you just, in order to not be judged or to not, you know, disappoint, if your family's doing like positive judgment of you, you will, you know, cut yourself down or diminish you so that you don't disappoint those positive judgments that they have of you, or that you don't go beyond, you know, the intensity of being that is acceptable here. So, you know, if you, and I don't even know if I'm making sense, but for example, if you are somebody who was kind of put in a box when you were a kid, then if you break out of that box, then people will try and stuff you back in because they're used to that definition of you as this is who you are in this box. So everything that you, you know, are aware of with how people are trying to put you in a box, especially around your family, because that makes it easier on them to stay in their box, Can we destroy and then create that?
Yes, let's do it.
Right, wrong, good and bad. Pocket puddle, night towards boys and beyond. Cool.
And this is again, so now we have been talking a lot about how you can actually create from allowance and create it more ease for you by acknowledging what is instead of like misreading or judging their positive judgment or judging their negative judgments or whatever it might be. And I just want to link it back to what we were talking about in the beginning, because the key is again that you are in allowance of you, which means right. that you're in allowance of what you're choosing, how you're being, and what you're doing with your life. And if you are, there's really no space for them to judge you, because there's nowhere to for their judgments to stick.
That's very interesting. That just blew my mind.
That just blew her mind. So true allowance is really you being an allowance of everybody else, whether they're an asshole or a kind person, and you are in total allowance of you, what you're creating, and you're also in allowance of you, whether they judge you or not. It's not relevant. And if you're judging
you also have, like, one of the things that I've realized lately is the places where I go into reaction or judgment is when I was actually thinking that I was doing allowance, but I was being a doormat. So I was letting someone walk over me because, you know, deep down somewhere I was judging myself for being too intense. So allowance can sometimes mean, hey, you don't get to do this to me. You don't get to treat me like this. This isn't acceptable, you know. Sorry, that's not okay. And if I didn't say that right at that moment, if I kept doing like pretend allowance, if you will, because I didn't have allowance of myself, then it goes like farther down the line where then there's all of a sudden this like explosion where you think you have now said, okay, now you can't cross the line. But really the line for you was, you know, 10 yards back or whatever. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense. And if you're not in allowance of you, you actually have no space. Let's just say that as an example that you're walking on a path and there's a person standing in your way. And then you approach that person and you just ask them, hey, I'm planning to walk that way. Would you be willing to move? And they just, no, I'm not moving. Okay, so then I really need to go there. Can you, like, would you be willing to move? No. Okay. Then it's really like allowance now is not to just accept that. That's right. Would be you backing off and not being an allowance of you. Allowance of you would actually be to say, okay, thank you so much. And I am still going to go there. So either you move or I have to move you.
Right.
And if they don't like it, then allowance of you is to walk all over them. I'm sorry, but you actually gave them 1, 2, and 3 chances. I'm sorry. That's allowance.
Yep.
Yes. So with our allowance talk, I wonder how many times we have said allowance today. I think, like, if you're listening, you really need to be in allowance of how many times we're saying allowance. And you
if you're not in allowance, then you're every time we say allowance, you're banging your head against your table.
Exactly. That's a great, that's the new deal. If you're not in allowance of us using the word allowance, the deal is that you're not to bang your head in the table.
It's like your head is banging against the table.
Exactly. So bang your head against the table if you don't like us saying allowance, and you can do that during the break, which is coming now.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if you could find out what brilliance is hiding behind what this reality calls insanity? What if every wrongness is a strongness? What if the things that are called depression, anxiety, ADHD, bipolar, autism, and every other diagnosis are actually hiding an ability not yet discovered? I, Susanna Mittermeier, have been discovering this in my work as a clinical psychologist meeting countless of patients. What if you could change what is supposedly only handled over a lifetime and with medication, with tools and questions instead? Join me for a three-part telecall about this starting October 1st or at any of the worldwide classes coming up. For more information, go to www.susannamittermeier.accessconsciousness.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hey, back to Beyond Saying Thank You, talking about allowance. Hey. I'm just saying. So we were having this really profound chat in the break from Total Allowance. And what we came to was that we asked the question, I wonder where they want to go, the listeners. I wonder what they want to know. And then the break was over. And while that was occurring, like, you know, there's a lot going on in here while that is occurring, I realized that would be the ultimate place to go with allowance, to where you can go. So where would you be able to go when you were functioning from allowance? Because we have told you all these tools, like interesting point of view, who does this belong to, which means it's not yours. Indulge in it and function from the non-reaction that would give you a totally different harmony. And what would actually be possible if we were functioning from allowance? Where would we be able to go? How would we be able to feel? What would we be able to create? And how would our friendships, relationships, family ships, that's a new word, family ships and Christmas ships and, you know, all ships, where would they, how would they be? And how much more fun could we have in all of our ships?
That is a great question.
It's a great question. So let's just give ourselves 3 seconds to think about it.
Let's just really indulge in that question.
So, because we,
you know, this conversation has made you realize that you just don't have that much allowance of you. I think that's the biggest key, is like looking at what would it take to actually have total allowance of you. Like, you know, what you're saying, Jonas, is to be an allowance. Okay, where would I really like to go? What would I really like to create? And everywhere that you, like, you know, for me personally, there's, I have a child. So there are definite things where, sure, would I like to travel the world without any sort of, you know, responsibilities or timelines of when I need to get back to do things? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean, you know, to be an allowance is okay. I'm an allowance of the fact that that's not possible right now. And where can I go now?
Exactly.
What could I choose? What could I create that includes everyone and judges nothing? And how can I create that instead of being, you know, in no moments of like, oh, this is terrible. Why do I have, like, I wish I could have it this way, or I wish I could have it that way, where you're in regret and reaction and all of those places that are so sticky, and yet most of the world seems to live there. Things that you could be or should be.
It's all those coulda, shoulda, woulda.
What's possible now?
And one of the things we do talk about within Access Consciousness and with our tools and from awareness is that, just as an example, is relationships. Like the foundation for great relationships is that both people are basically providing money. Both people are providing good sex, or at least you perceive this or feel like this is. The other person is providing money. The other person, the sex is great. And the third thing is the funnier part about it, because these two always makes total sense for people. Yeah, of course we need to have money, and it's not fun if we don't have sex, blah, 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 because that's also what we have heard everywhere. But the third one we're talking about is that you are allowing the other person to do whatever they want to do when they want to do it, and they allow you to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then I see people go to this twist about that, how, yeah, but that person was out with the guys last weekend and having beer, so this weekend I need to go. It's like, or, yeah, you can go away for a couple of days, but not 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so back to what Megan was saying, I'm not saying that she should, when having a three-year-old, just disappear, because is that a choice that is creating more for her? No, it's not. That's not what she desires to choose. But still, if you were an allowance of you to doing whatever you want to do whenever you would want to do it, what would you choose? And how would you choose to create your life instead of like, oh, I need to hurry, I need to be with my kid, I need to. It's not about you not being with your kid at all. That's not what we're saying. But what would you actually create if you had a different space and allowance with your whole situation?
Well, and when you're in allowance, you know, you can take that example of me to discuss, and it's like, okay, I'm in allowance of the fact that I would really like that. And then I can say, okay, well, if I can't have, you know, the most, you know, if I can't travel for 3 months, what could I choose that would actually work, that would give me the sense of possibilities that I'm looking for? And then choose from there. So it does always come back to this question of, okay, if I were in total allowance for me, I would, number one, look at what I really like to choose without hiding it. You know, like, okay, this is what I'd really like to choose. This is what I'd really like to create. And then what would create the most with these choices? If I choose this, what would my life be like in the next 5 years? Is that what I'd like to create? And then keep going from there, because then you'll create beyond the judgment. You'll create beyond, you know, it comes back to allowance is one of the five elements of intimacy, if we haven't mentioned that. But, you know, that comes back to the honoring of you. And gratitude is one of the five elements of intimacy. So even if you start with allowance and you touch on the rest of them, then you have those five elements, then you actually get to have all of you, which is sort of what most of us are probably going for. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, and I'm sure that all of us are in some way or another going for it. It's just that from this reality's perspective and what most of us have been raised from and growing up with and having around us is this totally screwed up point of view about what allowance would be, what honoring would be, what gratitude would be. And actually, I mean, how many of us growing up were taught that you're actually allowed to be an allowance of you? And how many of us were actually just taught what you should do, what you need to do, what you should have done, what you're supposed to do, and what you're absolutely, absolutely not allowed to do? I'm sorry, yeah. But I still don't know anyone that is has grown up from the first one. I think that unfortunately most of us have been grown up from the second one, and there might always be exceptions from that, and also a different scale on how much. But what if now is the time to actually have allowance, to actually be in allowance of everything? I mean, mm-hmm. we're having the weirdest shit going on this planet if you're white or if you're black or if you're gay or if you're not gay or if you're having a fancy job or not, if you're driving a Ferrari or not. Like, I mean, if you just take the example, like, it's ridiculous, I know, but like if a person is driving a Ferrari, how many judgments is getting projected at that person for driving a Ferrari? And now I'm talking both about the positive judgments and the negative judgments.
Well, and one of the things we talked about on our brilliant break is, you know, looking at being willing to have the intensity of that. So you're driving a Ferrari, there's an intensity of projections and judgments coming at you, positive, negative, whatever you want to call it. And are you willing to have that? If you are, then there is an intensity of living that's available to you. So, you know, if you are willing to step out and be all of you, an allowance of all of you, it's one of the most intimidating, you know, energies I believe that you could be. And it also is one of the most intense as well, because of the fact that you're aware of, it doesn't mean you're walking out saying I'm better than everyone. It means you're like, here I am. I've got good parts, bad parts, ugly parts, pretty parts. I've got lots of different parts. And
I know I have only beautiful parts. I'm sorry.
And when you have that, then you do have the choice to have anything. And that's what we're really talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And I love that you're bringing up this intensity piece, because if you are, and when you are willing to choose something that other people are not willing to choose, whether it's a Ferrari or something else, that intensity shows up, and that's where allowance makes a difference. Allowance for you, allowance for them, allowance that will give you the space to actually keep on being you, even in that storm of intensity.
So take the Ferrari. If you are driving a Ferrari and you're perceiving all of the judgments, you know, coming at you, and you will know when you're in allowance, when you can be aware of all of that and have no point of view or be an interesting point of view. But if somewhere you've decided that it's wrong to have that much when so many people have so little, or that it's wrong to, you know, have red when you should have had black for the Ferrari, whatever that is, then that's when you actually have to start asking those questions. Like, okay, so all of the judgments that I have, if you bought the car to fulfill a judgment, like in order for me to be successful, I need to have a Ferrari, then that also is created in judgment, rather than just saying, hey, I like Ferraris. What would it take to have one?
I know. No judgment I have this fun example. I was I was out Thursday evening and just had a couple of drinks with some people, and I was really wanted to have like red wine, and I love red wine, like that's really my thing. I love red wine, really good red wines, and they happen to have a really fancy bottle from 1994 that was like $350, and it was Thursday, and I figured like, hey, that would be really awesome for me to drink that bottle of wine today. And then I had all these judgments coming up around it and projections from other people. And one of them suddenly said, really, on just a shitty Thursday? Oh, and that just said more than 1,000 words in my universe, because suddenly I realized that, who do you think you are having this fancy bottle of wine just on a shitty Thursday? If you would have one of those once in your lifetime, it should be on a very special day. And actually, when he said that, actually, oh, thank you for saying that. No, I finally realized what the shit was going on, because, I mean, for me, it was an awesome Thursday. And whatever. Like, I can drink water tomorrow if I don't have
but
any money.
But that's being willing to have the intensity today. Of living, because that means you're ready and willing to have you no matter what it looks like, no matter what it takes, and no matter who says whatever about you, which is
so
really
that's...
cool, because Thursdays can be more fun than any special day.
I know. And that's really what we want all of you to get from this show, is that if you're willing to be an allowance of you, you can have the coolest shit showing up in the weirdest times, hey?
Eh?
What day is it today? It's Tuesday. Oh, it's awesome Tuesday today, Megan. Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm going to have it all any day, anytime.
We're going to have it all, and allowance is one of the best tools and keys you can use to get that. This is where you heard it today, and we hope you really heard it, because we wish nothing else but that for you, from you, with you, and to you as a Merry Christmas gift.
Yeah, so, thanks for having me, Jonas. It was really fun, because you know what? I became more aware, and that's the greatest gift to me.
I know, it is the greatest gift. And thank you for coming. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And for everybody listening in the future. And our time is out, so we need to end. But we love you all. I love you, Megan. And thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And so much allowance. And bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out AccessConsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access.